The museum's cobweb lamp, produced about 1900, is especially rare and complex. The leading which holds the glass together forms an intricate tracery that suggests cobwebs in the shade and natural vines to support it. Glass mosaic depicting flowers and leaves decorate the base. Harmoniously colored glass suggests a glistening cobweb on the shade itself. The many small bits of glass involved and the complexity of the metal tracery represent a great deal of handwork and time-consuming expert labor. This is why Louis Comfort Tiffany's cobweb lamps were expensive. Collection curator Jennifer Perry Thalheimer.
In this case, with the cobweb, the border is very irregular. The bases were made to fit specifically that shade, and there would have only been a small number of these made because they would have been very expensive to make, and therefore very expensive, probably about $500 at the time to purchase.
Most of the lamps produced by Tiffany Studios were simpler, though no less beautiful. They followed well-established sizes and patterns, which varied mainly by color. Tiffany's standard production lamps, introduced in the 1890s, were an important commercial success for the firm. Owning a Tiffany lamp meant prosperity and taste for the public. Tiffany lamps went out of style during World War I, but made a comeback, especially among collectors, in the late 20th century. Today, it seems everyone loves Tiffany's lamps, the fine art that lights up.